country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's Place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's Place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy's Shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's Place.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's been an explosion at a chemical plant in eastern China so powerful it knocked out windows at a storage warehouse more than 2 miles away. Thick plumes of black smoke can be seen rising from the plant that manufactures pesticides and chemicals for medical use. More than 500 employees work there. President Trump now threatening to pull billions in federal funding to Harvard so it can be used instead to build more trade schools and skilled labor, he says. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People had been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League soccer championship. They don't think it was an act of terrorism. This is ABC News. Jersey Shore boardwalk brawls puncturing an otherwise peaceful Memorial Day weekend throughout most of the Garden State. ABC's Tony Yates has more from Seaside Heights, New Jersey.
Seaside Heights has a lock on a very loyal crowd, and they showed up this Memorial Day weekend.
We like to come for the overall vibe, the overall energy. I'm not going to lie, around this time, it's usually the best it is.
But so did some issues that the Shore Town would rather do without. Police calling a nighttime curfew after random brawls broke out, mainly among young groups. Police responding to several fights, more than a half a dozen stabbings over the long weekend, to the point that local police had to call for reinforcements from other agencies.
Free check bags for everybody on Southwest Airlines, officially over as of tomorrow. The airline says most passengers will have to pay $35 for their first check bag. A second one will cost another $45. The most expensive Southwest tickets, though, will still let their bags fly free. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
These are all the things you would hear upon getting into and starting your car. Going wherever the road takes you. It's just, there was one sound noticeably missing.
Oh, man.
Remember, click it or ticket. You don't want a fine, and it just might save your life. So don't risk it. Click it or ticket. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants members of former President Joe Biden's administration to voluntarily testify before a subcommittee he chairs on the former president's health in office. Johnson sent letters to 28 Biden aides and cabinet members to appear before the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettled throughout the U.S., including in Wisconsin. And the Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will impact Wisconsinites. The agency says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compere Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compere.com/homesweethome.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder will be possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers or a thunder shower with a high near 68. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. to live for today. Oh, she's dying to try something foolish, do something crazy, or just get away. What she do it the same as she did back then? Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she did?
Sitting beside me in the passenger seat, as I looked through the windshield at the quiet little street, he was smiling so proud as he gave me the key. But inside I knew he was as nervous as me. And I said, Daddy, oh Daddy, are you sure I know how? Are you sure that I'm ready to drive car now? He said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines, 'cause it's a long, narrow road. Only the good Lord knows where it leads in the but you've got to begin. So keep your hands on the wheel. Believe in the things that are real. Just take your time and keep it between the lines. I was sitting in my chair, I'm a sneaking a look at him lying on the floor with his coloring book. Then he called me watching, and he climbed on my knee. Said, Daddy, oh Daddy, would you do one with me? Then I hooked him so tightly as we turned the page. Said, I haven't done this since I was your age. He said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. Daddy, all you gotta do is keep it between the lines. So we finished the picture, and I put him to bed. Got down on my knees, and I bowed my head. And I said, Father, oh Father, I feel so alone. Are you sure I can raise him with his mommy gone? Then the answer came back so gentle and low, in the words of my daddy from so long ago. Said, I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. All you gotta do is keep it between the lines. So keep your hands
between the lines. Just take your time and keep it between the lines.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her sweet kiss. Can't take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried, deep down inside.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Marty Stewart and Tempted here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. And we're going to see some rain here later on today and into tomorrow. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast also this hour. We'll have a check of those markets and our newsmaker segment too. Later on this morning, we continue our spotlight on the Sibelco family farm. We'll have that at about 9:10 this morning, and we'll talk with Chris a little bit about how the farm cares for the cows. And that's coming up later this morning at about 9:10 with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Of course, we're getting ready for June Dairy Month next week as well. Yeah, that's right. June 1st is a Sunday, and that'll kick off June Dairy Month. We'll have our June Dairy Month salutes and a whole lot more coming up starting next week. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start, grow, finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Irving Durand. Visit him online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we look at the 2025 Dairy Outlook with Leonard Polzing, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist at University of Wisconsin Extension, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
I wanted to start off with just some Class 3 and Class 4 futures starts coming back up. That is reflective of the Federal Milk Marketing Order reform first implementation period, where we'll see some of these make allowances and other changes coming through. Without that federal order reform implementation, Class 3 would have been higher and Class 4 would be higher, right? But, you know, as far as smoothing out of income on the milk check, on that Class 3 side, we're not anticipating much of a dip, at least based on these Class 3 prices, is what earlier in the year we were anticipating. I think it is relevant that we talk about federal orders again. Changes like this come around once in a career historically. The big things on this final decision that came out of USDA, the first one of those is the increasing of make allowance for cheese, butter, NDM, and dry whey. Make allowances are used in that Class 3 and Class 4 pricing. And we're going to increase anywhere from 5 to 7 cents per pound across these product classes. One offsetting factor in this is that we are going to increase the butterfat retention factor in cheese, stemmed from increases in processing efficiency, technology, things like this, in order to be better reflective of what the market is and what that actual transformation is from raw milk into a product. The other one is increasing Class 1 differentials. This is that spatial component of milk marketing orders where you are looking at how do you take milk from surplus areas, such as the upper Midwest, and then incentivize its movement to deficit areas, say the East, Southeast, Florida is always a good example, where there is not as much milk production, but there is a higher population. So this applies to that fluid portion, that gallon of milk that you, say, pour on your breakfast cereal in the morning. And then so every county in the U.S. gets this Class 1 differential that says, hey, what is the appropriate incentive in order to move milk county level from these surplus to these deficit areas? So different parts of the U.S. obviously are going to have different differential increases on June 1st. So coming up very quickly, what is going to happen is that we are going to remove 500-pound barreled cheese from the USDA survey for Class 3 pricing. The other thing, and this is where we're going to see most, especially here in the upper Midwest, where we're going to see most of our price impacts coming in, is this updating of make allowances. So actual numbers, actual things that come in are going to move the markets. But this year, partially because of the large amount of things that's happening, dollar-wise of what's being proposed on things is moving markets as well. So I think there's more policy risk at the moment than what we've seen historically. So be aware of that. I know that's very easy to say and very hard to do, but you know, if you're able to cut through the noise and say, all right, what exactly is being implemented, what is happening, and then being able to try to make decisions off of that is probably a good thing. The other big takeaway, a lot of the indicators that, at least just in my opinion, that normally we've been using to watch these markets, cow numbers, productions, cold storage reports, right? The ones that matter right now, to my opinion, aren't cow numbers, it's production of solids, right? It's exports. Exports are going to tell you that's your first kind of primary indicator of how things are going right now, because as soon as those stop, it's going to have this backup effect through the rest of the supply chain. So as soon as exports stop, then cold storage inventories are going to grow. Once those two things happen, well, you don't need both of them to happen at once, but like once those things start happening, that's where we're going to start to see price pressure, right? So for me, that's what I'm watching. And even for our farm making decisions on is what are export numbers coming in at and what are stocks looking like? So policy, exports, stocks.
You've been listening to comments from Leonard Poulsen, Dairy Markets and Policy Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin Extension, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV!
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Take your man.
it'll kill me, but I got a hunch that this broken heart's gonna be hung to the punch. Oh, mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Oh, wait a minute, I believe I but she knew what she was doing when she let you hang there.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio, Beautiful Mess here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 53 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk this morning up 1 to 1935, July up 18 to 1983, August and September not traded this morning, August at 1951, September at 1938. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets Friday, barrels were down 1 3/4 to 185 1/4. 40-pound blocks down 7 3/4 to 187. 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 5 3/4 to 242. 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 2 1/4 to 125 1/4. 7 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 54 1/4. No trades on the day. In the cattle markets today, they're expected to be open mixed. Also, hog markets could open mixed as well. A lot of this is going to be the trade looking to see what consumer demand was and commercial disappearance over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. They're also kind of looking forward as well as where will that consumer demand stay, or at least level out if it does, due to the higher prices for beef, especially in the grocery store. Could we see a drop in consumer demand, or will that continue to just continue to move forward? And that is definitely one thing that the trade will be looking at here, at least on this holiday shortened week. June live cattle opens the day at 215.80, August at 210.45, October at 208.10, August feeder cattle open at 300.37, September 299.35, October 297.35, June hogs open at 98.30, July 101.55, August 101.27. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn is lower. Soybeans are higher. Wheat markets, though, are moving mostly lower. Now, the grain markets do have that holiday shortened week. Some of the grain markets are higher after President Trump moved any increased tariffs on the EU into July. So that's helping some of the soybean contracts. But the trade's also watching the positive weather, and there's still that bit of a correction as well in parts of the wheat markets, as many of the contracts are lower this morning. July corn down 3.25 to 456.25. September down 4.5 to 433.25. New crop down 4.75 to 446. July beans up 2.5 to 1062.75. August up 1.75 to 1057.75. September and new crop up 3/4. September at 1042.5. New crop up to 1051.25. July soybean meal down 220 to 294, while July soybean oil up 48 cents to 49.83. Chicago wheat, July down 10.25 to 532.25. September down 10 to 548. Minneapolis wheat, July down 6 to 6.5, while September down 5.25 to 615.5. Energy markets this morning, July crude oil down 7 cents to 61.46. August down 10 cents to 60.83. June and July gas both up a cent. June at 211, July at 208. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Friday at Elsevia, Durand, cash corn 407, June 410, July 413, new crop 391. Cash beans 975, June 980, July 985, new crop 961. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 427.5, June and July 421.5, new crop 4.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 430, June 431, August 423, new crop 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in June corn 409, new crop 4 even. Cash in June beans 990, new crop 975. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 415, new crop 401. Cash beans 975, new crop 965. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 432, June 433, July 434, new crop 411, cash beans 1022, June 1026, July 1027, new crop 992. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 403, June 407, new crop 396, cash beans 991, June 991, new crop 978. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 209 to 232, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 206, market cows 124 to 149, bulls 145 to 194, calves 600 to 1520, beef steers 187 to 560, Holstein steers 180 to 447. Sheep markets, light lambs 267 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 240 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
The Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher is officially back. Bold notes of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry shaken with ice and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls. Try it with lemonade or coconut milk. Available for a limited time. Your Summer Berry Refresher is ready at Starbucks.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it,
I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love?
Hold it.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. The night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes and he has to wonder why. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old. Trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day. And pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody. Just trying real hard to adjust. Yeah, he ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Selected producers will be participating in the coming days in USDA's latest surveys to collect data for key reports in late June and throughout the growing season. Rod DeBain has more.
It is perhaps one of the most significant USDA producer surveys. The annual solicitation of farmers making up key June and beyond reports. National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Joseph Parsons explains why.
That really sort of sets the stage for the rest of the crop year. And we're at a stage now where farmers have either planted or they're right about to plant. And so they have a very good picture of what the mix of crops are going to be.
So among the USDA reports with data from the late spring survey, quarterly reports presented around late June.
A report that we call acreage, which are those planted areas, also estimates of harvested area. We'll also have grains in storage. We'll measure the grains and oil seeds that are in storage both on and off farm. It helps us understand and establish how many acres are planted to key crops across the country. So corn, soybean, alfalfa hay, etc.
NAS enumerators will also speak with hog producers to glean data for another late June USDA report.
Our quarterly hogs and pigs report.
Nearly 92,000 producers are expected to be contacted for the June survey. So what producer survey outreach and response looks like for the late spring and other USDA NAS data collection efforts includes.
The first thing we do is that for those that are selected for the survey, we send them an invitation to complete the report online and also send out a paper questionnaire because some folks really prefer to sit down at the kitchen table and complete that at their own pace with pen and ink, if you will.
Followed by, well, follow-up.
If we don't get a report back, we start making phone calls. So we'll start doing that just before the 1st of June and reaching out to folks that have not yet responded. And finally, a subset of producers, we will go out into the field and we'll knock on some doors and try to catch folks in between planting and such to get these important data collected.
And Administrator Parsons emphasizes,
folks need to know that we take privacy and confidentiality as the utmost. There are specific laws for collecting statistical information that we keep those data private and confidential, and we do that. And so we just want to reassure folks that when you provide data to NAS, it's only used for statistical purposes.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Scattered showers are expected to develop today in our ag weather forecasts. They're expected to stick around through Wednesday. We'll have some cooler temperatures over the next few days, but then temperatures will warm Friday into the weekend as we dry out. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have a 60% chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. High 62 to 67, relative humidities at 46 to 51%. Light winds becoming east at 5 to 8. We'll see about 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain, lows 48 to 53, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 47 to 52%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation expected. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80. Friday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, sunshine, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
As you work in the garden, don't forget to add in some organic matter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost and mulch feed organisms in the soil that help your plants take up vital nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Post-herbicide application stress might be costing you extra bushels that can make or break your season. Mitigate that yield loss with Sipcam Agro's Stilo PSR. Whether you're applying post-emergent herbicides, fungicides, or nutritional sprays, Stilo Plant Support and Recovery helps get your corn and soybean crops back on track. Realize up to a 6x ROI on your investment and check out our no-risk guarantee program details at SipcamAgroUSA.com. Get no-risk results with Stilo PSR.
I have a large perennial flower garden that requires 30 bags of mulch to cover it. Every couple of years, I have to replace the mulch, and I wonder, where does it go? Nina Basick is an Urban Horticulture Institute professor at Cornell University. She says the mulch is lunch for fungi, bacteria, and other critters in the soil. These organisms help aerate the soil and break down complex nutrients into simple, soluble forms that the plants can take up. Basick says they did a 12-year study of adding organic matter in a perennial landscape.
We add mulch every year until there's enough biomass on top that's dropping its own organic matter. And that process has actually improved the soil over the long term. The day after we added the compost, we actually improved the soil. But 12 years of doing that and adding mulch to that initial input of compost actually had much better results than just the first year of doing that.
Composted organic matters such as animal manure and kitchen scraps also improve soil density. Basick says they've done a lot of work on soils that are degraded and compacted.
In that case, you need more compost to make an effect on heavier soils that have been compacted at least a third to 50%. So a third would be 2 scoops of soil to 1 scoop of compost, and 50% would be 1 to 1 by volume to make a difference in terms of reducing that density and reducing the compaction.
For a home garden, another way to determine how much organic matter you'll need is to measure the overall planting area and calculate how much compost it will take to cover the area with at least an inch. Learn more about using organic matter in your garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what said I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. And you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we're